Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of love.
Sing it down low for him.
We are looking forward to starting and ending this month off with a wow. And so I hope that you guys have your pens. I hope that you guys have your notebooks. I hope that you are ready to start living a different life. I hope that you're ready to start having a different lifestyle. I hope that you're ready to begin walking in your promise continuously, and not only walking in your promise continuously, but continuously growing from level to level to level, because that is exactly what we are here to help you do here on Woman to Woman. So, again, thank you for joining us, and hopefully you're ready.
Amen. Guys, well, tonight we welcome you on tonight, so I'm excited, Minister LaDon. Our show on tonight is truly about accountability partners. It's about, you know, why. Why do we need accountability partners? Why do we need mentors? Why do we need coaches? Why can't we just live this life alone and not be bothered with anyone else? And why can't we just be in isolation? So I think tonight the goal would be for the listening audience is to give you the whys, because oftentimes you hear people say, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this, but we never know why. Why do I need a coach? Why do I need an accountability partner? Why? What's the purpose? And furthermore, as believers, the question may even be, is this biblical or is this just a new trend? Because we know that a lot of things trendly come and go. Trends go. They come and they go, and they don't have long-lasting effect. But I think tonight our goal will be is to prove to you that it is biblical and why there is a need for accountability partners. Amen?
Amen. You know, when you started off talking about why do we need accountability partners, one of the things that came to my mind is that we are so, as human beings, period, we are so used to not living at 100% capacity, at our 100% capacity, meaning we can do more, but we allow ourselves to do less, continuously and continuously until we get used to living at a lower level. We accept living at a lower level. And then even living at that lower level, we still don't operate at our 100% capacity. And I'll give us an example. You hear so many stories about people. We'll take the one young lady who was a surfer. And I use her because a lot of people know her. But she was a surfer. She got her arm bitten off. And she still got out there and she still continued to surf. Most of us won't even get up and go to the gym. We say we're too tired. We say we don't have enough time. Most of us won't even take care of our bodies 100%. We won't take care of our homes 100%. And we have all of these reasons why. But when you have that coach or you have that accountability partner, that person is always pushing you, saying, you're not giving enough. You're not doing enough. There's more in you. There's more that you can do. There's more that that you have to offer. And, you know, not only are we used to not living at 100%, a lot of times it's okay for us, we make it okay for us to give up on ourselves. We'll run 100 for somebody else. We'll beat our work on time. We'll turn in our work on time. We'll go to work sick. You'll go to work when you don't want to go to work because, oh, you think, oh, I have to have this paycheck. But when we begin to realize that we can live at our full 100%, what we find is that we start living out or living in our gifts and our talents that God created us with. And when we do that, the Word of God says that our gifts and talents will make a way for us. And so, you know, I'm excited about the whys behind why we need an accountability partner. I'm so excited because we started this with the month of May, and we had maturity. We had shows on the mind. We had shows on finance. We had all of these different shows that is now preparing us to walk into here, this place of getting an accountability partner so that we can walk out all of the tools that we just received in order to grow to that next level. And so, yes, I am shouting from the rooftops. Truly pleased. I'm truly delighted. I'm super, super thrilled that this show tonight is going to make a difference in all of our lives. Amen?
Amen. So as we move forward with the show, one of the things I like to do is I want to just give a definition of accountability partner and just kind of give you some statistical facts. Now, this is not biblical, but these are some statistical facts. So I'm going to talk to your logic, and I'm going to talk to your faith on tonight. We're going to talk to your logic and your faith. So let's start with the logic here. And it says an accountability partner is a person who coaches another person in terms of helping the other person keep a commitment. The term, it helps to gain relatively wide use, or this term has come about, and we're hearing more of it since the 1990s. The term is often used by Christians where the accountability partner helps a person adhere to moral commitment, such as refraining from viewing, like, for example, pornographic sites, or it could be anything that you're struggling with, alcohol, drugs. But that's where you started hearing it in the 1990s. It became a popular term. It was originally used in connection with weight loss programs in the 1960s. By 2016, a partner can help with multiple types of physical fitness, starting or improving a business or personal project, or other purpose involving a goal. So just keep in mind that this term started back in the 1960s, but it became widely spread in the 1990s. But by 2016, we started hearing, and you might have said maybe in the last 5, maybe 10 years, I would say 5 strongly, that you're hearing the terms coach. I have a life coach, or we have a spiritual coach, or I have a spiritual mentor. Those were words that weren't widely used, and now we're starting to hear them a lot. And for many of us, we're like, what does that really mean? You know, what is that? Is it a trend? Why do I need it? Just another, you know, in some cases, it costs money to achieve or to obtain a coach, and people are wondering why. And so this just kind of gives you a sense of what's going on. So now here we are in 2017, and we know that, you know, that term accountability partner could be for so many things outside of what it was originally for, weight gain or our struggles in certain areas, but it really speaks to building business and anything that has a goal. It is said statistically, not having an accountability partner to help a person accomplish their goals is one reason 92, listen to that number, 92% of people did not accomplish their New Year's resolution, according to the University of Scranton studies. So it's saying that people that did not have accountability partner, 92% of them, because they did not have an accountability partner, did not accomplish their goal. Amen?
Wow, that's a lot. That is a high number of people.
Yes. Yes. That means that, you know, that's only 7% of the world's population, or based on this study, let me not say the world's population, but 7% of the people, you know, had accomplished their goals without one. So that speaks to the importance of an accountability partner. Then I want to just take it spiritually, and I'm going to step back. But the spirit, now that's the logical part of that. That's statistics. You know, numbers don't lie, so to say. But then let's take it to the spiritual, and let's go all the way back to Genesis. You know, when God said man should not be alone. Now, we know that he's talking in that relationship. It was an intimate, it was for replenishing the earth, but it was an intimate companionship type of partnership that was to be. But guess what? Not only from a marital, physically, sexual replenishing in the earth part, but they were all they had. So they had to be friends. They had to be friends. They had to commune. They had God, but they had each other. So there was going to have to be a friendship there. Or Adam was going to have to teach Eve, because he was the first one there, and he got an opportunity to name the animals, you know, and God gave him some specific instructions. So he, in essence, not only was he her husband, her friend, her lover, but he was also to be her mentor, her accountability partner. No, Eve, we don't do that. We don't eat. We don't partake in that. He was supposed to be an accountability partner to her. You know, in the Bible, so that's one instance where you see accountability partner or mentor. Another instance in that is, Jesus. He always sends the disciples out in twos. He always, you know, sent them out in twos. There had to be an importance of why he did that. You know, accountability partner, to hold somebody morally committed, morally intact. And then one of my favorite things, and we'll get a little bit more into this on this evening, but one of my favorite stories is a story of Mary meeting with Elizabeth. And that was very much an accountability situation, because Elizabeth being the older, and Elizabeth was already pretty far along in her pregnancy. Mary had just conceived, but Elizabeth was like 6 months through, but Mary, not that Mary was holding the promise, and the promise of salvation was inside of Mary, right? But Elizabeth also was holding the promise, because John the Baptist was to come and make way for the promise, which was Jesus. So Elizabeth became an accountability partner, a midwife, so to say, a mentor to Mary. She had to hold Mary accountable to make sure that Mary was doing everything she needed to do to bring this promise forth. And I'm sure Elizabeth made sure Mary ate, made sure Mary got her proper rest, made sure Mary was doing all the right things that a new mom would need to do to make sure that her baby made it to full term. I mean, and not only that, at the same time, I'm sure, because according to scriptures, Elizabeth had to mentor Mary, confirm Mary's reality, because Mary was pregnant by suspicious. You know, in those days, it would have been called, we'd call it divine intervention, but it was suspicious circumstances. You know, how can she really go tell everybody that an angel told her she was pregnant by, she'd never been with a man? So I'm believing that Elizabeth had to, through the Holy Spirit, and keep in mind the Holy Spirit hadn't even arrived yet. So Elizabeth already, but the Spirit of God was working in Elizabeth, because John jumped when Mary came on the scene. When Jesus came on the scene, John jumped. So I'm saying all that to say is that that was one of one of the best examples of mentoring, of coaching, of helping somebody to birth their promise. And that's where we're at tonight. This is why you need a coach. This is why you need an accountability partner, because you have gifts and talents in you. You have promises to help develop the kingdom in you, and you need somebody to help you to birth those things. Amen?
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I love that you, I love that we're doing this show on accountability partners. One of the things that I want to share with everybody, and I don't know if anyone else is in this habit, but I want us to, you know, we always try and be truthful. We always try and be real, even if it means being raw here on Woman to Woman. But how many of us, when we're able to get away with not doing something, we get away with it? How many of us bury those gifts and talents? How many of us, if we were more accountable, even in our relationships with our children, our relationships with our mates, our relationships with our hope to be made, if we were more accountable, that things would change, things would shift, things would be different. We hear the story of the talents. We hear the story in the Bible of the master who distributed talents. One went away and doubled his talents. I think one went away and tripled his talents, and one went away and buried his talents. And the one who buried his talents said, you know, I was afraid that you were going to come and I wouldn't have anything. How many of us go away and bury our talents because we're afraid of whatever, we're in relationships and we bury our talents because we're afraid of the other person might say, we're afraid of people, how people's feelings will get hurt. We're on our job. We know something is not right, or maybe we should speak up, or maybe we should say, well, maybe we can do this in a different way, but we bury our gifts and talents. What happens is when you have a coach and you have that accountability partner, they get you in the habit of not burying those gifts and talents. They get you in the habit of it has to come out of you. It has no other choice but to come out of you. You see the runners who run the race, and they're running at top speed, and you see, like, one come in first place, and you have maybe one or two come in, you know, second place and third place, and then everybody else comes in and comes across the line together. And I'm saying this is because they all run. They all put their 100% into it. They have to do it. They have to do it. Even if somebody falls, they get up and they keep on running. But imagine if you were in that race. Imagine yourself running that race. Where would you fall in line with those people? Are you even prepared to run the race? Are you even prepared to come in first, second, or third? Are you prepared to finish the race? Are you accountable enough, or do you practice enough accountability to finish the race? Or as you look around your life, and you look around your circumstances, do you see that you have a habit of bearing your gifts and talents? If you're looking around your life and you're not in the job you want to be in, you're not in the relationship you want to be in, guess what? That's an example of bearing your gifts and talents. And I'm going to say it's the truth, even though you may want to question me, because one of the things is the Word of God says, the Word of God first is filled with so many promises. The Word of God says that when we will listen, hear, and obey, not only will we trip over promises, I'm adding the trip part, but promises are going to come after us. Those blessings, those miracles, they're going to chase us instead of us chasing them. And the Word of God also says there is no lack. And I'm bringing out all of this to say is that when God created us, He breathed a word into us, and we became alive. He breathed His Spirit into us, and we became alive.
and we walk around this world and we think, oh, you know, I'm supposed to carry out this huge purpose. I'm supposed to carry out. You are purpose. Your life, just being here, is purpose. You are already purpose. Because God's word tells us that he creates everything for him. Everything that was made by him, for him, and for his pleasure. So because you were made and you're for his pleasure, that means you are a purpose. And so we're already walking in purpose as we walk in our life. But what are you doing with the gifts and talents that God has given you? When we're entangled with each other, or when we're accountable to each other, guess what? We began to be entangled with each other. We began to pull things down from the spirit realm into this earthly realm, which is one of the commandments of God to, you know, or the instructions of God to bring do on earth as it is in heaven, to replicate on earth as it is in heaven. And when we have that habit of sitting down and laying down and making excuses, we're not using those gifts and talents to create or expand the kingdom of God here on earth. And so as Coach D, as you were sharing about God sending, you know, God sending us out in twos, God always making sure there's someone else there, that someone else is able to help you not bury those gifts and talents, that someone else is able to say, you know what, I think you should keep on going, even when we don't like it. Because sometimes we don't like it, but I guarantee you this. What happens when you're in a relationship with somebody? Say you're married and your husband likes to come home to dinner. You don't like to cook, but he likes to come home to dinner. And he comes home at a certain time every day. You should have the habit of, whether you cook or not, he's going to come home to dinner, right?
Right.
You're either going to get up or you're going to cook, or you're going to go out and buy something, but you're going to make sure that he comes home to dinner. So you're making sure that you're operating the way that you're supposed to. And that's what happens when we have those accountability partners, because a deadline can come up. A deadline can be before your face, but that person is saying, hey, are you doing this? Are you doing that? Are you making sure to get this done? You might start avoiding their calls. You might start avoiding their texts. But you know you're going to have to deal with that person. So you eventually say, you know what, let me get this done. Let me take care of this because I really don't want to have to hear their mouth. Or let me get this done because I really want to have it done. So when they call me, I can say, oh, it's already done. Amen.
Amen, amen. I tell you, it's, you know, I can only imagine, as you were saying that, Minister LaDon, I can only imagine, that's not easy, because most of us don't want anybody telling us what to do. Let's just face it. You know, most of us don't want anybody telling us. We want to be successful. We want to accomplish our goals, but we really don't want anyone telling us what to do. So we become part of the 92%. I don't need a coach. I was actually ministering with a young man this evening, and that was going through some things, marriage-wise and so forth. And I was saying, you need counseling. Why don't you just get counseling, get a mentor, get somebody, because you can't do what you haven't seen. And if you have not seen what it looks like to have maybe a healthy marriage, or what it looks like to be a woman, a mother, or what it looks like to be, if you haven't seen that, then you're on your own trying to figure it out. And so to get somebody in the midst that would be able to draw the picture, so to say, to let you know what you're trying to accomplish, this goal, and get someone that has the expertise and the experience to, you know, to be able to direct you, order, you know, show you the steps. This is what is, you know, it's like, I'm not a baker. I don't bake. I'm not a good baker. And so for me to go in the kitchen and try to bake a cake without following the instructions is going to be a catastrophe. And it's the same thing in our lives. And I don't know if that was a good analogy. But
no,
it's the same thing with our lives. You know, we're trying to accomplish. If you've never been a business owner, then you need to get someone who has experience being a business owner or has the expertise that walk you through that process. You know, it's good to have mentors. It's good to have accountability partners. It's good to have coaches. And, again, oftentimes we don't want that. That's why I believe a lot of times people join big churches. Now, I'm not saying don't say, Coach D, you say you shouldn't join a big church because you don't want accountability. I'm just saying that a lot of people join big churches, mega churches, because they're so big. They don't get involved in the church at all, so they don't get involved in none of the programs, go to some of the cell groups, which are the little individual groups for you to grow. They just go to church on Sunday, they go in, they get the word, and they go out. Because they don't want the accountability. They don't want nobody in their business. They don't want nobody calling them on their stuff. They just want to get in, get the word, and get out. They don't want accountability. And it's easy not to have accountability in a big church because nobody ain't going to see you. And if you're not making yourself known by getting involved, people see your smile come through the door, and they see you leave out the door, but nobody knows your name, you know. And so, we got to find out, and I don't know, hopefully we'll get the answer to that on tonight because we do have a special guest that's going to be coming in to the studio later on. And I would like to know the answer. Why do people run? Why do we run from accountability? Because that's big. We do. We don't want to be held accountable. We don't want to be called on our stuff. We don't want, you know, I want to say I want to lose weight. 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 But I don't want an accountability person because when I want to eat the cookies and the tutus and the fruits and all that, I don't want somebody to tell me I can't have that. So, again, what is it about the human nature that don't want the accountability?
Yeah, I love that you said that. Amen. I love that you said that because one of the things that, and even now, and I tell you, I can say this over and over again, and I hope that our audience that's listening by phone, I hope that our audience that's listening by radio or internet, I hope that you're really taking this into account. But especially when we started the May series, it really just broke some things in my life. It broke some bad habits in my life. It broke some bad choices in my life. And I feel like I'm on this whirlwind, this wave of moving so much faster and so much closer to where God has already called me to be. It's already completed because His Word says that it is finished. And so it's He appointed me in it to walk ye in it. And so all I have to do is walk it out. But like you said, we will not walk it out. We'll get into the habit of, you know what, I don't have to get up early in the morning. I could hit the snooze button and go a little bit later. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. But what I'm learning is that mentor, that coach, that accountability partner, they don't have to be with you for life. They don't have to be with you for an extreme amount of time. What they're there for is to get you into the habit of making the right choices, get you into the habit of thinking and foreshadowing certain things, get you into the habit of pre-planning so that you can avoid the missteps, avoid the falls. And believe me, you're not going to avoid all falls. You in the habit of being a winner so that when you do fail, you know that it's not because you're not a winner. It's because that you need to do something different next time. You have to do something different next time. This time, oh, you know what, this time I didn't do this, or this time I could have did this, or I'm learning that next time I'm going to have to do this. I might have to, you know, you're running a race. I might have to make sure that I'm breathing more, that I can kick up my stride and take longer strides, or maybe I'll take shorter strides, or whatever the case may be. They get you into the habit of always walking in you're 100%, or at least most of the time walking in and you're 100%. And that's what I find, you know, we've been conditioned from a very young age. We've been trained from a very young age to not be 100%. I'm going to show you how and show you why. When you go to school, they condition you to color in the line. They condition you or train you to sing like this or to sing like that or to think like this and think like that. When God created us all to be unique, He created us all to be different. We are all so different that there is not one person in this whole world that is just like you. They don't sound like you, sleep like you, walk like you, talk like you. When I say sound like you, I'm saying 100% you, that they're just you, 100%. There's not one other person in this world who is that. And so since we've been trained not to operate at the I am 100%, we get into the habit of saying, it's okay, I don't have to do that. It's okay, I can hit the snooze button, until we start snoozing on everything in our life. We start snoozing on our dreams, hitting the snooze button on our dreams. We start hitting the snooze button on our visions. We start hitting the snooze button on our goals. We start hitting the snooze button on our relationships. We start hitting the snooze button on God. God is telling us, get up in the morning, pray. I got a word for you. Oh, shoot. You know what? I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to put my worship music on and turn back over, because guess what? That means I'm in a spirit of worship.
Wow.
It means I'm in a
wow.
state of worship. But those coaches and those mentors and those accountability partners, and I'm thrilled. I hope you hear the excitement in my voice, because that May series is what started off, like, the way that I walk, the way that I'm doing so many different things is changing. Even the way I'm spending my money has changed. It's just changed because of these tools that we have been given. And I'm like, I'm ready. I'm tired of saying, like, I had got a gym membership and I started at the gym and then I stopped and my stomach just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I said, you know what? I have a choice. I can continue to look and say, oh, I don't want my stomach to look like that. Or I can be 100% full LaDon, meaning, if I don't want my stomach to look like that, guess what? I have all ability and capability of my stomach looking the way that I want it to look. And not just my stomach. I'm just saying, period, point blank. We have, God has given us the ability. He's given us the capability of us you know, He sent us into the earth and He said, subdue the earth. So we can, our lives can look the way that we want them to look according to the vision that God has given us when He sent us here. And it's up to us to stop hitting that snooze button. And if you're in the habit of hitting that snooze button, there's no condemnation. There's no attack. I'm not telling you guys to feel guilty. I'm saying do what you want to do. I'm sure going to do what I want to do. And I said I was tired of hitting the snooze button on me, and I was tired of hitting the snooze button on God. So I'm telling you now, my finances have changed, and they're continuing to change. My mindset is changing. It's continuing to change, and it's growing from level to level to level. And it's not that I'm not nervous at certain times or even, you know, scared at certain times. I use, and I'm going to shut up in a second, but I use if anybody has seen the Book of Eli, and they see, you know, Denzel Washington plays Eli. And he's walking through, his job is to carry the Bible to a certain place. Nobody knows that the Bible is inside of him, that he memorized the Bible till the end. But his job is to get to this certain place. So he walks. He doesn't know where he's going most of the time. He just know he headed west. He don't know what town he's going to end up in. He doesn't know who he's going to end up coming in contact with. He can't see anything. And even when he's getting ready to fight, he don't want to fight. I'm sure he gets nervous about fighting.
And I'm going to tell you, I get nervous about certain things, but I'm confident. And I'm going to be at that finish line where God has called me to be. I'm confident in that. And that's where God wants us to be. He wants us to be confident. And sometimes it takes growing that habit of walking in that confidence. But that habit comes from doing things the way that we're supposed to be doing things. That habit comes from not burying our gifts and talents. That habit comes from, you know, stopping operating in 20% and 15% here and 30% there and making it okay, but saying, you know what, I know I procrastinate, so I'm going to have to change this thing. And you know what, I see I can't change it on my own because I got here on my own and by the habits, and so I need some new information to help me get out of this habit. And so we bring in those accountability partners, those coaches, and those mentors. Amen? I'm going to shut up now. I know I talked a lot.
Oh, amen. Well, we only got a couple of minutes, but one of the things I wanted to share here is, you know, a lot of times in life we go through life, and especially when you're talking about dreams, visions, and goals and ideas, because we always kind of want to associate that with logical, with secular, you know, and even Christians. I noticed that when they have a dream, a vision, idea that's, you know, like a business or something, a lot of times they just want to function that from this. You know, they want to separate the two. You see it all the time, believers trying to separate church and state, believers trying to separate church and job, believers trying to separate church and work or church and business. And what I'm finding as a believer who has probably done that on occasions is that you can't separate who you are. I'm going to repeat that. You can't separate who you are. And if your DNA, and I'm not going to get super duper spiritual on you, but I just want you to consider something. If you say that you're born again believer, and born again is a spiritual a transformation of your DNA, because when you're born again, you take on the DNA of Christ and you become a new creature. That's what the Bible said. That's not Denise. This ain't some far-fetched fantasy Avatar movie. The Bible says that. So just consider that. If this blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary has all this power, that, you know, that he rose from the dead, he healed the sick, he changed the composition of water to wine, and now he left, and he said when he leaves, he's going to leave something with us. What did he leave with us? The very Spirit of God. The same Spirit of God that moved around in his mortal body is the same Spirit of God that he left behind for all those who would receive him and be born again. In other words, that born again is a spiritual blood transfusion where the very blood of Christ is running through your veins. And I know this is getting deep, but I'm saying that if you imagine that, then you cannot separate this part of your life to that. And we see it all the time with believers that I want to turn up, I want to have fun, I want to hang out, I want to do this. Not saying you can't have fun, not saying you can't hang out, not saying any of that, but I'm saying you can't put on the back shelf who you are. I can't put on, I'm a woman, and I don't care if I put on pants, I don't care if I tape down my boobs, I don't care what I do, it's never going to change the fact that my anatomy is that of a woman. So I don't care what we do. When we say that we are believers in Jesus Christ, we are born again Christians, and we've taken on the DNA of Christ, the very Spirit of Christ living on the inside of us, then we can't separate that. So if I say I have to believe that my passion, my desire, my dreams, my visions, I have to believe that all of that stuff that's in me that I want to produce, that I want to birth, I got to believe that that stuff was conceived in me through God, that God downloaded that desire down in me. that he impregnated me with the promise of these desires to manifest on the outside, the burning desires that's on the inside. And so for me to believe that, for me to look at it that way, that God impregnated me with these visions, these dreams, these promises, for me to birth out so that it'll be done on earth as it is in heaven, because it cometh from heaven that's been downloaded into you for that desire. Your desire to be a mother, your desire to be a wife, your desire to be a woman of God, a woman of integrity, a woman of accountability. Those are all God's desires for you, because when you're in relationship with God, you want what God wants for you. And so you get these desires, and if you know you're lined up and in order with God, if you know you're in relationship with God, then you got to trust that these visions, these dreams and ideas is in you is what God wants for you. So you can't separate them. You can't say, well, I'm going to start a business, but I'm not going to seek God to start the business. I'm not going to seek God to figure it out. And I say all this to say, going back to Mary and Elizabeth, they knew what they were supposed to do. They knew what God desired of them. Elizabeth knew. They didn't have email. They didn't have text message. They didn't have phones back then. How do you think that Elizabeth knew Mary was coming? I mean, maybe she sent a message, you know, that I don't know. She could have sent a message. But Elizabeth was in tune with God. So when Mary knocked on her door, Elizabeth's baby jumped. Her promise leaked inside of her. Her baby, her visions, her dreams leaked inside of her because it felt the promise of God. And so I say that to say all of this is that we got to see God in whatever we're trying to do, whether it's business, whether it's marriage, whether it's, you know, some of us are young on here that's desiring to have a family, to have kids. Did you pray to God? Did you ask him? Did you seek his face to find out what he wants that to look like? What kind of mother does he want you to be? What are the things he wants you to do and not do with your children? And most of us don't do that. We separate. We try to separate all these different aspects to, you know, away from God, and then we end up aborting, or we end up not accomplishing our goals, or we end up failing, you know, not succeeding, giving up. And so I'm not going to go any longer because
Coach D, I think you went on mute. Coach D, are you there? I think we lost D. I'm sure she will be coming back in shortly. But for now, I think that we lost Coach D, and she will be calling back in. And again, you know, I love that she was saying that we have to make sure that we're following God, that we make sure that we're hearing from God, that we're making God room for God in our life. And we have to remember not just to make God room for God early in the morning time or late in the evening time. We have to remember to make room for God throughout our entire day. We have to make sure that we're hearing from him throughout our entire day. And we might say, well, again, how does this relate to being accountable? What is this relating to? But it's definitely relating to walking out those gifts and talents that God has placed in us and bringing that out so that we can bring out the kingdom of God here on earth. You know, right now, I want to make sure that I'm introducing our special guest. And the reason why we wanted her on this show is because she has an awesome event coming up this next month. And we started off, again, we started off the month of May talking about sharing all of these different tools that will help us get to another level. And this awesome, mighty woman of God is going to help us crystallize those levels and crystallize milestones and goals in order to get there. I'm talking about none other than Coach Shania Adams. Coach Adams, are you here with us this evening?
I am most definitely here, and it's always an honor to share with your listening audience on Woman to Woman, and I thank both you, Minister LaDon, and Coach D, for having me to share for a few moments, and I'm excited.
And thank you for joining us. You know, one thing I want to share before Coach Adams shares with us about her her event, because I'm going to turn the rest of the show over to her so that she can really give you all a vision about her event. But I've been working with this awesome woman of God. I had the opportunity of being on the same team with her, and I've had the opportunity of her being my own personal coach. And I can tell you, through my life, you know, most of you know my story, know that I started off in the corporate world as a volunteer and ended up walking away from a job as COO, but walking into, you know, being an entrepreneur and having my own business. But had it not been for the encouragement, the accountability partner, and again, the help of her helping me, assisting me and supporting me to crystallize my goals, crystallize my steps, I don't know if I would have had, you know, I know I wouldn't have had the guts and the confidence to walk in my roles and to own those roles each time that I had to step up. So with that being said, I'm going to turn the show over to Coach Adams. And Coach, can you just give our listening audience, you know, share with them about your event, share with them about you as a coach, and how you can help them, how you can support them?
It would without question be my honor and joy to do so. And, you know, as I was processing around today's show, and can I just say kudos, Minister LaDon and Coach D, for such a rich
Coach Adam.
To today's show. Yes, I am here.
Minister
Hello?
LaDon?
Yes, we're here. Are you able to hear us?
Hello?
Coach D, and Coach Adams, I still hear you. I think Coach D's, I think she's having a few technical difficulties. But please continue to share.
Absolutely. I was just saying that I really wanted to give you ladies love and kudos for the richness and the layers that you brought forth in today's broadcast. And, you know, one of the things that Coach D asked the question, she said, you know, why is it that people struggle with accountability? And, you know, as I was sitting here thinking, I said, wow, this is a key element to really look at, because human nature is that we resist accountability. And as I was processing, because I deal with this in my coaching practice with my various clients at different levels, and I said, you know, what it really is that there is this constant tug of war that's going on with each and every one of us. And the reason why we, as you said, Coach Minister LaDon, more specifically, you said we hit the snooze button on life. And Coach D was saying, why do we resist accountability? The reason for that is because naturally we desire, human nature is that we desire to be comfortable. Bottom line, we desire to be comfortable. We want to be comfortable in our comfort zone. So we resist anything, absolutely anything that we perceive does not bring us pleasure, that does not please this body, our flesh. And so the body naturally resists because it wants to stay in its comfort zone. And so in order for us to grow and embrace this journey of being uncomfortable, this discomfort, it's a mindset. Like with you, I love Minister LaDon, you said, you know, May, I got it at a different level and I made a decision. You know, one of the things that I've grown to learn in my coaching practice, and many may not know this, people may be saying, well, everybody's coachable. And yes, we are, but we have to be in the position of readiness to be coached. That position of saying, I'm not going to hit the snooze button. I'm okay with being stretched out of my comfort zone. I no longer want to snooze through life. I'm willing to embrace this discomfort. Even in my coaching practice, I have an assessment that we do with my clients to determine, are you at a place of readiness? Are you coachable in this season? Because that coachability is a mindset.
Wow.
You know, our mentor often says, who runs to a whipping? Nobody. You're not saying, let me run to the whipping. None of us say, I want to run to the whipping. But when you say I'm coachable, in essence, you've wrapped your mind around this process of I'm ready for change, and I know this change may cause me to be uncomfortable. So why are we resisting accountability? Because we want to stay in our comfort zone. So this place of coaching, when someone is coaching an athlete, for example, we spoke about an athlete in the various layers of richness that you ladies brought forth, that athlete has made the decision in their mind. They recognize it's not going to be comfortable. When my trainer tells me, when my coach tells me, in order for me to win the championship, I have to practice for 2 hours. I have to practice for 2 hours. My body may be tired and resisting. Yes, I want to be in my comfort zone. I would love to hit snooze. But if I want to be that champion athlete, I have to deny my flesh that wants to stay comfortable and stretch. Does that make sense?
Amen. Yes, it does. I love it.
And, you know, Coach D is back. Hi, Coach D.
Hi. I tell you, it's been interesting. See, so I think the enemy was just trying to get busy or something. But I get that. I get that. You know, that's our whole battle in this flesh is putting the flesh down, you know, disciplining it, you know, holding it accountable and having other support around you to hold it accountable. So, yes, I totally get it.
You know, one thing I want to mention, especially now that we have Coach Adams on the phone, I want to mention to our listening audience, if you're listening by Internet, you won't be able to ask questions, but you can hurry up and dial in 646-721-9678, and if you are already on the call because you dialed in, now is the perfect time to press 1 if you have any questions or if you have any comments, especially for Coach Adams. Like I said, she is a master motivator, a master coach. I went from volunteer to COO to now business owner because of the coaches that have been in my life, and she has truly been one of my coaches in my life. So, again, if you have any questions, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or you have a comment. And if you're listening in by Internet, you definitely have to pick up the phone and dial 646-721-9678 in order to be able to ask Coach Adams a question. But please continue to go on, Coach Adams. You were sharing some mighty, mighty revelation for those of us who are saying, I am ready to be coached. I am ready, and I know that it's going to be uncomfortable.
And that is the reality because, you know, one of the things early on in my journey and as a coach, what God revealed to me is that iron sharpens iron. I saw that at a different level. And in this iron sharpening iron, when that iron is being sharpened, there's this blade hitting another blade. Now, if you think about that, in order for it to sharpen and get sharper, it's a blade hitting another blade, or it's a piece of metal hitting another piece of metal. There's a discomfort that happens, but the end result is that one is sharper. And I love that you ladies brought out so many elements in that one can set 1,000 in flight. So we can definitely accomplish things on our own. You can definitely accomplish things on your own. And like you said, Minister LaDon, there's sometimes seasons where you walk alongside with your coach in a season, you get what you need so that you can establish new habits, so that you can be stretched out of your comfort zone. You have that cheerleader, you have that accountability partner to crystallize your vision, all of those various things. And then you may not need that coach for a season because you have now established the mindset. And that's what I really want us to understand, that, yes, you can accomplish something on your own, but there's a different dynamic that happens when people partner together. One can set 1,000 in flight, but two can set 10,000. It's not, the word is not referring to exclusively a husband and wife partnership, but rather a partnership in general. So when two align together, they can accomplish more because there is this process of iron sharpening iron. And I think it's important for your listening audience to know that Coach Adams has been on her journey at different levels since 1998, was when I said yes to God's call on my life. And I've grown and served at different levels and have so evolved into where I am today in my coaching practice with 4 Hours of Power for Coach Adams, which is the event that Minister LaDon was referring to as a full circle, a part of my full circle of empowerment. 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, this win shop, this environment that sets you up to win now, to work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and truly live out your dreams, is all about giving you the tools that you need to crystallize your vision. So a part of Win Shop, 4 Hours of Power, is vision training. The other part of that is the coaching empowerment, so that you get this support from a master motivator, an empowerment coach, in this environment that is specifically designed for you to focus on your vision, vision training, coaching empowerment, and strategic planning. So that when you leave 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams on July 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Culver City, you now have some strategic plans in place. In addition, you have grown and developed over those 4 hours a network of like-minded individuals. So when you leave 4 Hours of Power, you've established some relationships, you have a network. Your iron sharpening iron moves far beyond that for those that want to continue the journey as an offshoot to the Win Shop. You have the winner's circle. So you have a nucleus of individuals that come together and say, I want to continue this journey. And the support is beyond just those 4 hours for those that want to take advantage of it. I want you to know, I don't want to bore you with all of the details. I wanted to give you the skinny. If you have questions, great. If you want additional information, you can visit www.ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. www.ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. I'm giving to woman 2 tickets for the ladies to give away as they desire to do so. And for those that would register by midnight tonight, you will receive 2-for-1. So you can give the gift of empowerment. You would register yourself, and you would automatically qualify as a part of the Woman to Woman Network to be able to give the gift of empowerment. When I tell you this is a phenomenal offering that others are not receiving, you definitely want to take advantage of that. I know that our time was limited, but I'm grateful to be able to share some of the things that were shared, and I'm always available. You can visit CoachAdams.com. I'm on social media. I have a Coach Adams Empowerment page, and the ladies can tell you more about, you know, how you can get in touch through Women to Woman to Woman. And the MCD network.
You know, I love, you know, that you shared that through your coaching, through your saying yes to God, you've said, when you said yes, you've been through different levels and you've evolved. because it made me think about when you used to come find me hiding up under a table.
Well, we do have a caller.
Okay.
And no, not you hiding under a table, Minister LaDon, no.
Well,
caller,
area code 404, good gracious. Area code 404, last 43497. You are live on Woman to Woman. Welcome.
Hi, ladies. I think this is a great, great show, and I'm learning a lot from you ladies because I am, I don't live in California, but I am wanting to start my own business. And, you know, I've been looking for like some type of network of, you know, of women, you know, entrepreneurs. And it's kind of hard to find that type of network, or I don't even know how to begin to even look for one. I've been Googling, you know, certain, you know, I don't know, Googling online to see if I can find someone. Do you guys know of any network or entrepreneur like programs like the ones that you guys have out in California and Texas, like in Houston or something?
You know what? I think that, we know quite a bit of people in Texas where we can actually make sure that we get you some referrals. I do know as well, even though you're in Texas, you're more than welcome. Of course, you have Woman to Woman by staying in touch with us through Woman to Woman. Coach Adams has a network, and even with her, I'm part of the Winner's Circle, so there's a lot of business owners and professionals who are in the Winner's Circle. And when we have our calls or we have our meetings, we can be in different places. There's some that are in California, some are usually traveling, but we're all on the call, and we have our time, and we all grow and learn from that time on the call. So I'm definitely going to make sure that you connect with her. And then also on our Woman to Woman page, I am going to put up some links. I'm writing that down right now so that I can make sure that I do that right after the show. But I'm going to put up some links for some groups that I know about that are located in Texas. I know at least two groups that are located in Texas.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure.
And man, thank you, Paul.
Ladies, if I may, I just wanted to, and this may or may not be a benefit to the caller, but knowing that you're looking for support, know that I am a coach that coaches individuals globally. I say that because although I'm in Southern California, because my coaching practice, the connection is virtual, I meet with individuals who are all around the globe, literally, and coach them. So if you want to discuss or talk about a coaching partnership on a one-on-one level to support you with regards to your vision, know that one-on-one coaching is something that I do, and it is available regardless of where you are around the globe, not to minimize the resources that were spoken that will be given, but I definitely wanted to make sure that that was clear, that I definitely, in my coaching practice, deal with coaching individuals one-on-one in a coaching partnership. And CoachAdams.com to express that interest through the contact page, and I'll be in touch with you. Or 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101.
Amen. Maybe repeat that one more time, Coach Adams. I just want to make sure that the caller got it.
Repeat the phone number?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or visit CoachAdams.com under my contact page. You can shoot a note as well. You can connect and see the different social channels that I'm associated with and become a part of my network virtually.
Amen. Thank you, Coach Adams. So if we have any other callers, please dial one on your dial pad. If you have any questions or comments for our guests, dial one. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment, and we would be glad to bring you in. We are towards the end of our show, but it's not our desire that not one person that is listening in, if you do have questions and comments, that you don't get your questions answered. Other than that, I don't know, Coach Adams, if you had anything else that you wanted to close us out with.
You know, I just wanted to make sure that those that are listening in know that you have a great opportunity as a part of the Woman to Woman Network. If you register for the July 29th 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams by midnight, you will receive 2-for-1. How do you do that? Visit TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams, TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams. And I wanted us to stay mindful that winning is a mindset. And so often, many of us, we don't, quote, unquote, win because we have not established, we have not built the muscles of that mindset for winning. We're so used to quitting that quitting is always an option. But for a winner never quits. And a quitter never wins because of their mindset. And so I just want to encourage you as we close out today's broadcast that you do what you need to do to align and to allow yourself to be in the circle of like-minded individuals so that your iron is being sharpened, iron sharpening iron, that because you are aligned in a partnership with others, that you're able to accomplish more so that you're stretching yourself out of your comfort zone and establishing that mindset to win. It doesn't have to be with Coach Adams. It could be every Tuesday right here on Woman to Woman, hearing what you're hearing, being in that circle virtually is going to support you in establishing that mindset. Whatever you need to do, you need to shift your thinking to winner thinking so that you can win and accomplish your goals.
Woo!
Amen.
See, that's what a coach do. They cause you to be enthusiastic. They provoke you to purpose. They push you to your maximum potential. We can't do that to ourselves. We cannot do that to ourselves. And I say that, go to the gym and exercise. And you go to the gym and you exercise and you give it 100% of the best you have. And, okay, remember that moment. And then remember the moment when you went into the gym and they gave you a free hour or a free 30 minutes with a trainer. Tell me, when you left out of the gym, where did you feel more accomplished? When you did it to by yourself, pushing yourself, or when you did it that 30 minutes with the trainer? Then you lead us in, whoo, my God, I'm wore out. I can feel it. Oh, my gosh. Because we're not going to push ourselves beyond a limitation of anything that's uncomfortable. And success requires that we become uncomfortable. We have to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's what a coach is for. That's what a mentor, accountability partner for. Even a coach needs a coach. Amen, Coach Shania. Even a coach needs a coach. And I think a lot of people think, well, I'm a coach. I could do it. No, but coaches need coach. The man of God needs a covering. You know,
you better believe it, sister.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm saying that.
You better believe it, sister.
Yeah. You know, we do, and a lot. You know, so that just saying that we're never gonna push ourselves beyond what's comfortable. So it's important to have accountability partners. It's important to surround yourself around like-minded people, because if the people you're surrounding yourself with, oh, and I'm going to leave it alone and get off, I'm going to get off my soapbox, but when you surround yourself around people that's not either at your equal level or above you, guess what? You're not going to grow. you're not going to grow. If you're dealing with people that's beyond your level, unless you're mentoring these people, but these people can't become your personal friends or your homies, because you're not gonna be able to bring them up. You're gonna end up coming down to their level. So you gotta be able to make sure that you're equally yoked. You gotta be able to make sure that you're equally yoked, or you got someone else that's higher that could pull you up to their level. Because I used to say this when I was in the streets, and this is slang. I know it's not biblical, but I'm sure there's a biblical scripture to back it. But I used to say, because I used to shoot pool, and I would shoot some lousy games, but I used to say I play according to my competition. I play according to my competition. When I was playing somebody good, I had to step up my game. When I was playing somebody that was not so good, I found myself being lackadaisical and lazy. It's the same thing with life. We have to have people that's going to hold us accountable so that we will play according to our competition, that we'll rise up to the occasion. So anyway, I'm done. I dropped the mic, and we know we're at the end of the show. So Minister Ladon, I didn't know if you want to pray us out.
Oh, sure. Amen, amen, amen. And again, remember, this event is July 29th. Am I right? Is it the 29th or 26th?
It is the 29th of July.
Okay.
The last Saturday in July.
July 29th, last Saturday of July. Make sure that you make it there. If you're in the California area, or even if you're not and you want to be in the California area, make sure you're in the California area for this event. You'll be happy that you did. You'll be excited about the tools that you walk away with, the connections that you walk away with, and just being able to stay accountable to your dreams, your visions, and your ideas. Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for this time that we've had here on Woman to Woman. We thank you for the words that went forth, Father God. We thank you that you continue to downpour and out and reload and revise everyone that is on this call, Father God. And when I say revise, that we're getting more energy. We're seeing the dreams, we're seeing the visions, we're seeing the goals. And when they don't work right, we're having the wisdom to walk into different areas, to open new doors, to close doors that should be closed, but to begin to move and shift and walk into what you called us to be, because your word says it is already finished, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all of the resources and all of the people and how you called us to be entangled, Father God, and that you've allowed there to be resources from one end of the world all the way to the other end of the world, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for our listening audience, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for our guest speakers, Father God. We thank you that you continue to grow each and every one of us, Lord Jesus. But not only do you continue to grow us, Father God, but we would say, Lord, that we are ready, we are willing to grow, and we know that it will be uncomfortable. We praise you, we bless you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, well, good night, and we welcome you back next Tuesday, same time, same place, and also join us on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Processing the Pain. Again, know that you are truly loved and appreciated.
Woman to woman.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Sing it again.
Woman to songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we sing.
to woman, songs of the life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy.
Woman to woman. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him. Now
woman to woman, songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman.